Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by TJ Frank and Tom Kukala from the Pella Police Department. All right, TJ, let's start with you. Thanks for being on the program. You and Tom have a pretty cool event coming up tomorrow already. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Me, Tom, and a few guys from the Sheriff's Office are going to do the Warren County Polar Plunge for Special Olympics Iowa. We signed up about a month and a half ago, did some fundraising. Everybody who's going to be qualified to do it has to raise at least $75. I think we're pretty well over that as of now, depending on which person. It's in Indianola. We were supposed to do it in the lake there, but we got moved to a different site because they were worried about the snow we're going to have tomorrow. I'm just excited because I've never done anything like this. This is my fourth year doing something during the year with Special Olympics, so this was just kind of a way to branch out and do something different this year.
And Tom, how'd you get roped into this?
I got the email from the sheriff saying he was looking for volunteers to help out with the program, and I've always wanted to do a polar plunge and figured this was a good cause to do it for. So.
You said you wanted to do a polar plunge. What in your right mind would make you want to do it?
Well, I'm from Minnesota, and I've had a lot of friends that have done it, and usually it's for some kind of charity, a good cause, a lot of times for Special Olympics, so figured it'd be a good thing to do and, yeah, give it a try.
Since you're from Minnesota, this is like hot tubbing for you, basically.
And it's not quite that, but, yeah, the winter hasn't been so bad to me down here.
So, TJ, how do you get prepared for something like this physically and mentally?
Honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm walking into. This was just a spur of the moment. Sure, why not? I'll do it. I have a feeling I'm going to be taking some extra clothes and some towels, and I really have no idea what to be prepared for, to be honest with you.
Well, Tom, you're kind of the expert in the sense that you have friends that have done it. What's the typical routine before and after to make sure you survive this thing?
Most people I talk to, I know they've had different ones where they've got saunas and different things to heat you up beforehand, and then it doesn't make it quite so bad, but I don't think there's anything that makes it great. And I know when I did the Tough Mudder and you had to jump into the ice bath, that was pretty shocking, and I'm sure it's going to be the same tomorrow. So,
since this is the fourth year, TJ, that you've done something, what has inspired you to do something each and every year with the Special Olympics?
The first couple of years, I actually got to work at different games and just see the kids who are competing in the Special Olympics, and it kind of gives you a different sense as to these kids and what they can do and what just they enjoy so much, and to be able to help by fundraising to support that is almost even better for me, to give those kids a chance to do what they love to do.
And Tom, what is your purpose for doing this other than just wanting to cross it off your list?
Like I said, it's a good cause. Special Olympics gives all the athletes a chance to have fun and, you know, enjoy life as opposed to something bringing them down. You know.
TJ, what else would you like us to know about this? When are you competing or jumping in or having the guts to do it? To me, I would think the only qualification besides the $75 would be the guts. So if anyone wants to donate to you, how can they do that?
We have a website set up. It's soiowa.org. Our team, there's about, I think, 12 to 15 of us, and our team is up to the challenge. And you can go on the website, donate to the team or a specific member of the team. Anything helps at this point. It's all obviously a competition to see how much money you can raise too. So we're in it to win it. I'm just hoping that we can all get there and do a good job and everybody be safe.
And speaking of being safe, Tom, has Chief already told you that there's no calling off anytime next week, or have you been warned at all?
He hasn't given me any warning, but I'm off for the weekend, so I think I'll have enough time to recuperate. I'm not too worried about that, but I'm sure you wouldn't be too happy if I didn't come in next week, so I'll make sure to be here.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guests, Tom and TJ from the Pella Police Department, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.